Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Damn.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my word's my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you.
It's your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And, wow, we got a very, very, very important topic, very important show, very important message for you today. Today we want to jump right in and get started because we got so much information to share with you today. We want to talk about demystifying plasma. This is a series I've been wanting to do for a long, long time, and finally we're here. We're at the place where we've broken down all of the basic informing, if you want to use that word, or information. And so now we want to start getting into some of the meat of the message. Some of the messages, the last two messages for this year, are going to be some very profound information. So hopefully you got your pen and paper with you. You definitely are going to want to bring pen and paper. I'm also including my non-paid members in the first 10 or 15 minutes of today's show, so that way they can get a little taste of the message as far as what we're going to be talking about today. So brothers and sisters, again, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Plasma series. This is what I call plasmonic photonics. Those words exist independently, but I don't know if they've been combined in the way and in the manner that I've combined those two words. So we want to start off, as we always start off, with some basic definitions to help you over and understand what we're going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying today. And when we talk about plasma, it goes in line with everything that I've been saying before. And that is, if I told you what I know, we would not be friends. And the reason why this is so important is because what I'm about to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify for you today is the fact that plasma is code for pleroma. Now, today I want to just do two things today, because today is kind of like an intro, if you will, but it is part one. We've already done the introduction, but we need to define some terms or some definitions. And the terms or the definitions, as you know, your words establish your world. And so we want to start off talking about, why do a series talking about plasma, specifically blood plasma and cytoplasma and plasma itself? Well, plasma, as you know or may not know, is one of the four parts or five states of mass or matter. And when we're talking about plasma, one of the things we're going to talk about today, after we make the definition, we're going to talk about plasma dynamics, for lack of a better term, which is the same thing as cellular dynamics, which is the same thing as stellar dynamics. Now, again, I must preface everything that I'm about to say with a very sincere warning. It's not a warning because of fear. Y'all know I don't do fear. It's not a warning because of you need to be concerned or afraid. It's a warning because of when you bring in new information, it can cause cognitive dissonance. In other words, it can cause confusion before it brings about, again, this revelation or this harmony. Everything I'm getting ready to share with you today, as you will see, is biologically proven. scientifically proven. And everybody that's, again, the first 10 minutes, as I said before, I'll be placing on YouTube for my YouTube listeners. The methodology by which I go about revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying this information is based upon over the understanding that I have a gift. My gift is the ability to break down words, and I use these words to help give me a deeper understanding. And the deeper understanding comes by going into the biology, because the Bible says that the kingdom of God is within. And so by going in and getting a deeper understanding of the biology or the biophysics, understanding how my body works on a cellular level, it helps to give me a deeper understanding of the biblical text. Now, what I'm about to share and explain with you today, again, is very, very controversial, as I said before. The first thing that I must establish, again, plasma, basically, again, we're looking at it more from a biblical or metaphysical perspective than we are looking at it from a physical perspective or a biological perspective. Biologically, plasma is the fourth state of matter or mass. Plasma, for me, means pleroma, meaning pleru, and the pleroma is a word that's found inside of the Bible when it talks about the fullness of the Godhead. So the pleroma is the fullness of the Godhead. So plasma is the fullness of the Godhead. If you don't have plasmonics, if you don't understand plasma from a biological perspective as well as from a biblical or spiritual perspective, then you have a watered-down version of the original. Now, there's nothing wrong with it, because everything I'm saying, you can find any, well, not everything, but I'm just saying what is said in a different way, especially when I talk about, again, cytoplasma and the plasma membrane that's on the surface of your cells. So plasma is the fourth state of mass or matter. Plasma is ionized gas. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Plasma is ionized gas. Now, we are made up of atoms. We have not been taught, because all of the ancient texts was destroyed in the Library of Alexandria, along with all of the other barbaric things that was done. Bush won. Modern day Iraq is the 4,000 years before the Bible was written. Modern day Iraq was Sumner, which is where they found a lot of the Sumerian texts, which is why when we went over there with Bush 1 and Bush 2, when we went to Iraq, when we invaded Iraq, we went to Saddam's palace. Saddam name means Nebuchadnezzar. Saddam was a modern-day Nebuchadnezzar. He was a reincarnation, if you want to use that word. Again, I know that's a stretch, but again, he had the same. Reincarnation simply means that you've been ionized. It means that you have a certain disposition that is similar to somebody else. Now, it can go a lot deeper, depending on how you want to slice it and dice it, but when you ionize something, it means you want to separate or change. You want to produce something called a ion, I-O-N-S, ion or ion. So ionized gas is like turning ion. It's turning you on. Inside of your DNA, there is something called a codon, C-O-D-E-O-N. A codon is the codex. The codex is the codex gigas. The codex gigas is the codex biblius or the helios biblius. The word codex simply means book. Helios means sun. So the helios biblius is the codex or the helios papyrus. Now the papyrus is code word for papyrus or papacy. So the papacy, they are the gods of paper. Father, touch the minds and the hearts of your people. Let me say that again. The papacy is code for papyrus, which is the scribes and the Pharisees, which is Jesus Christ, Yahushua said, woe to the scribes and Pharisees, because you take the truth, You yourself cannot enter into the kingdom, and you prevent other people from entering into my kingdom. How have you been prevented from entering into the kingdom? Contrary to popular belief, everybody that I know who think they're in the kingdom, they're not in the kingdom. Because everybody I know believe what I used to believe. Until I cried and I prayed for death on January the 1st of 2009, and the Father said, it's not time for you to go yet, homie. So I had a loaded gun in my hand, and I was getting ready to put a bullet in my head, and I started to crying, and I curled up in a fetal position while everybody else was out bringing in the new year. I was getting ready to end my life because I was tired. I was a licensed and ordained minister for 10 years, and I've done everything that you and most of the people that I know are doing, and I ended up with nothing because religion doesn't freaking work. Why are all the most religious people the most poor people, the poorest people? Can you explain that to me? Why is all the most religious people the most mentally challenged, we'll put it that way, people? Can you explain that to me? Why do people who speak Christianese are the most dumbest people on the damn planet? Can you explain that to me? How do I know? Because I was one. I didn't read about it. So I wanted solutions. So if your religion can't solve problems, I ain't interested in your religion. If I got a bill and your religion can't help me pay my bill, if I got a disease and your religion cannot help me using nature, don't come and lay hands on me, man. If you cannot give me a system, which I'm going to give you a system that will guarantee to remove 99.9% of the disease, according to Dr. Sabi, according to Bruce Lipton, according to Maxwell Gershom, according to Robert Bob Beck, all of these are dudes and dudettes, John Allegro, they've cured every known disease to man. How did they do it? They didn't lay hands on nobody. They did what Jesus said. When he died on the cross, he said, it is finished. That means that he electronically charged atoms, and they were formed by the loss of one or more electrons. That produces plasma. Let me say that again in English. Plasma is the removal of an electron. Let me say that again in English. I'm gonna give, and for everybody that's listening on the, again, I just did a little 10-minute intro to give you guys a taste on my Blog Talk channel. So we're getting ready to close that out. So if you guys want to continue listening, just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make a $49 donation. I'll send you the rest of today's message along with the other 7 episodes that we'll be doing during this series. Okay, brothers and sisters, let's rock and roll. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Let me read the scientific definition of this word electron.